Blog Talk Radio.
That if they get what they want, everybody will be happy, when it's really only them that will be happy. But your willingness to bring down the whole operation. Well, let's talk about it today. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT. On a Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight. We go back and forth with each other, busting up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. And on this Saturday, I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So we are talking about willing to bring the whole operation down. Have y'all ever been in a situation where you knew somebody or know somebody who was willing to bring a whole operation down, either to expose them, either to hurt somebody, either to achieve some gain, some personal gain of their own, or to do a whole lot of things, maybe even improve something. But instead of taking things from where they were and improving on them, they said, nah, we got to tear it all down. You know, one of the first things that comes to my mind here is the ego of intellectual property. The ego of intellectual property. What I mean by this is some people only want to be a part of something that was their idea. If it was somebody else's idea, regardless of how good, great, innovative, and helpful the idea was, if it wasn't their idea, they don't want to be a part of it. So it's like, dang, I wish I would have thought about that first. Dang, I wish I would have done that first. Dang, that's genius. How didn't I think of that first? So instead of joining in with that thing, instead of being a part of that thing, instead of helping that thing to grow, instead of adding in their ideas in order to improve everything, they said, nah, I got to find a way to bite it. And I'm not going to be able to bite it without everybody knowing that I bit it while I'm here. So what I need to do is I need to get rid of this and make everybody forget that it existed. And then I'll build on the same and I'll put my stamp on it. I'll put my signature on it. I will make it mine and I'll get all the glory. Well, that doesn't work all the time. And it definitely doesn't work for everybody. But the lengths that some people will go to in order to foster the ego of intellectual property is no joke. You may have been part of that before. You may have seen an idea or been a part of a group or an organization or a company where whoever developed it, whoever thought about it, had the right idea. But they needed help, or they gave out help. They helped others, and then others helped themselves to their fortune. They helped themselves to their idea. They helped themselves to their customers. They helped themselves to their supporters. No good deed goes unpunished is what my daddy used to always say, and I know he was right. He was right. So in order for somebody to foster, to push through the ego of intellectual property, they have to make sure that everybody forgets about who originally thought of it, who originally built it, because they don't want to just give credit. They don't want to pay homage. They don't want to lend respect. They don't want to do that. They want all the crown, all the glory, all the love, all the accolades, all of the compliments, all of the credit, every last bit of credit. They want it. Who knows what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm speaking about? Do you know the things that I'm trying to get on out? What we're talking about? Do you know? It's real shit. It is. Willing to bring the whole operation down. People who get their feelings hurt. We all get our feelings hurt. We all know somebody who got their feelings hurt. We all know somebody who got their feelings hurt or gets their feelings hurt, who really isn't ready to get their feelings hurt, and they just be like, everything is the end of the world. And don't let a person who has supporters get their feelings hurt. You know how that goes. Nothing is worse than when popular people get their feelings hurt. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying, y'all. Nothing is more deadly. Nothing is more detrimental. Nothing is more troublesome than when a popular person gets their feelings hurt. Because they're going to put it out there. You hear what I'm talking about, T. Carey, right? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your side. It's real. You let that person who got their feelings hurt, you let them start talking to their supporters about what happened to them. First of all, you're never going to get the story straight. I'm not saying that they're straight liars, but you're never going to get the true story. You're never going to get that story the way that it really happened. It's not going to happen. Because people are too emotional to see things in the clear, proper lenses, or I said, or they just want to totally switch the narrative because they cannot stand to be wrong or accountable in a situation. They don't think that people are rational enough to see the good and bad in a person and still be able to support that person. Like, no, they have to see me as totally good. And then that takes us back to the ego of intellectual property. Or does it? It can. Let me watch myself with that. Because we're talking about a different thing. I can tie it in, but let me not get ahead of myself. See, a nigga like me can't be afraid to be wrong sometimes. I don't like to be, but I've been proven wrong before. I've popped off at the mouth before. I've said more than I thought about at certain times, but I had to learn from that. I had to learn from it. Ain't no big deal. It ain't the end of the world, baby. It ain't the end of the world, baby. Hold on, yeah, man, but yeah. So when a popular person gets their feelings hurt, they're going to call in the cavalry. They're going to get the team involved. You know, when we start talking about willing to bring the whole operation down, when we start talking about sabotage missions, you know, people have been willing to do it. Like, we're going to tear this whole company down. How many of y'all have a job? How many of y'all have a job where y'all have seen this kind of thing? Somebody gets reprimanded, written up, suspended, or fired, and now they trying to bring down the whole company because they acted inappropriately and they don't think that the punishment fit the crime. I'm telling you, it gets ugly, it gets nasty, it gets So we often come in contact with these types of situations. We get exposed to these situations. We become involved with these situations where people, when a popular person got their feelings hurt, and now they want everybody to stop supporting. They want everybody to stop listening. They want everybody to take action for them. And some people do it. It's the power of the popularity. There's definitely power in popularity. That's one of the reasons Donald Trump was always talking about his ratings and his popularity. It was kind of weird to hear the president of the United States talk that way, but he understood it, and he was right. He knew that it didn't matter what he said out of his mouth. It didn't matter if he told the truth. As long as he had people who believed in him, they would take whatever he said as the truth, and he could manipulate a way to sound true. So if he told the truth once and enough people were looking, now he has credibility for everything that he does, and it happened. He didn't have to prove that the liberal media were after him or were against him or had reported false news. All news outlets report false news. Every last one of them. But once he caught them slipping one time and all of his supporters saw it, it was a wrap. Okay, we can't trust the liberal media. Did you ever take a look at the conservative media? maybe the only time you had to take a hard look at the conservative media was when President Obama was in office. But nonetheless, y'all may have noticed that I use Donald Trump as an example a lot because he fits the narrative of certain destructive behaviors a lot. When you look at all of the presidents in the year 2000 up until now, if you look at George W. Bush, two terms. Then you look at President Barack Obama, two terms. Then you look at Donald Trump, one term. And now you look at Joe Biden. I don't know if Joe Biden is going to run again. You know, he's going to be pretty old at the end of this thing. You know, nothing lasts forever. I don't look at Joe Biden as too old to make decisions and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know if he would want to spend the rest of his years doing this. I don't know. Only he knows. But nonetheless, one thing W. Bush didn't try to do, or Barack Obama didn't try to do, was totally tear down the administration before them. They took the good things that they could use, and then they added on their stuff. They didn't have to totally take down everything because some things worked. That's the difference. They knew that some things worked. They didn't consider whoever was the president before them to be total idiots. They gave them respect. When Donald Trump came into office, he showed zero respect and regard for anybody who came before him. So he tried to break down everything that anyone did before him, so he can make it brand new, even though he stole ideas, even though he added on certain things. He wanted it to seem like, no, this is totally brand new. And you're looking like, that ain't brand new. Yeah, it's brand new. No, it's not. No. Fixing the economy is not new. It was fixed before. The administration before you had it fixed. Yes, they did. Taxes being lower. Yeah. Gas prices being lower. Yeah. The administrations before you all did that. They all raised prices. They all lowered prices. They all raised taxes. They all lowered taxes. Every administration does that. So, depending on whether you're a supporter or not, you could look at Donald Trump's whole 4 years as an attempt to totally bring down the operation of the government of the United States. I don't like anything about the way this is run, so I'm going to totally run it differently than anybody has ever done it before. The office of the President of the United States will never be the same after me. I'm going to change everything. There will be no going back after me. You could say that he made an attempt to do that and still is. I think that a second term with Donald Trump would have been nightmarish because he wouldn't have had to campaign to get reelected. I don't think that he would have tried to leave office. I think he would have tried to bust a move with the 25th Amendment and remain president even after two terms. He talked about that. He talked about it openly. Like, we're going to go ahead and do this second term, and then we'll talk about, you know, other terms after that. He said it. So. TK Wright says, popular people act like Scarlett O'Hara
at the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scarlett O'Hara. Gone with the Wind, if y'all don't know. Y'all, for y'all youngins. It's funny, because I don't remember too many details of the movie Gone with the Wind, except for one thing that I thought was the craziest thing. I was like, talk about a movie. When the actress committed suicide by just laying herself in the water. Like, nobody, you can't commit suicide that way. You can drown, but nobody drowns themselves that way. Like, not being caught in the undertow or deep water that you, when you don't know how to swim, just trying to immerse yourself in shallow water until you stop breathing, your body's defenses aren't going to let you just not breathe that way and kill yourself that way. That's what I remember most about Gone with the Wind. Like, that was weird. As a kid, I was like, I can't even do that in the bathtub. Anyway, so yeah, it was very important for him to try to bring down the whole operation, to rearrange everything, to make people look at the whole government of the United States. And don't get me wrong, I'm not pleased with the government of the United States, but I'm also never pleased with a racist being at the helm, you know, playing both sides, acting like, you know, he or she has done something so different, so special, so great, when you know that they really don't care about anybody except for themselves. I don't see how people miss that. I don't see how people miss the selfishness and the narcissism of Donald Trump. I don't see how people excuse that, but they do. And that's what popularity will do. It will make you excuse somebody who's trying to ruin everything and ruin everybody with it. It will make you do it. Jim Jones of California took all of his followers down to Guyana, South America, and killed them all. I mean, when you think about what happened there, like, are you crazy? He got 900 people to drink cyanide-laced Kool-Aid? This man had enough cyanide on hand to kill everybody that was there. And somebody helped him get that cyanide. So just in case things don't go our way, we gonna bail out this way. Somebody co-signed that. I mean, when you really think about, see, we can take certain things that happen in life, and we can look at them, we can look at the results, and we can make a bunch of assessments about the way that it happened and why it happened, you know, based on the results. It's easy to look at the results of a situation and make an assessment. But when you start looking at the process of what happened, you saw something like, they didn't make that decision that day, dog. They had to have ordered the cyanide. Somebody, yo, y'all gotta hear what I'm saying. Somebody agreed that, listen, we should get a bunch of cyanide so we can eliminate anybody from our congregation, not organization. This was a religious congregation. Y'all got to hear me up close. We need to get enough cyanide and enough guns so if anybody tries to bring down this organization or expose this organization or hurt this organization or this family or this congregation, we need to handle this on a large scale. So what I need you to do
is get with whoever you need to get with in order to get enough people, enough cyanide, enough poison that will kill 1,000 people at once at gunpoint. That's what I need you to do. We're going to do it at God point, and we're going to do it at gunpoint. And somebody beforehand did this. Somebody beforehand saw the value in this. I mean, is it just me?
You know, if you never really thought about the Guyana tragedy, if you never really talk about the people, what was this church called? What was Jim Jones' church called? The people's, hold on, my peoples. I got it. What was Jim Jones's congregation called? The People's Temple. The People's Temple in Jonestown. It is unfathomable now, as it was then, that more than 900 Americans, members of a San Francisco-based religious group called the People's Temple, died after drinking poison at the urging of their leader, the Reverend Jim Jones, in a secluded South American jungle settlement. Now, I want y'all to think about something, because, by the way, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I want y'all to think about something, because we're talking about willing to bring the whole operation down. I want you to think about the thing or the person that you have supported most in your life ever. I want you to think about where you have been, who you have loved. Groups you have joined, whatever the case may be, your hardest support, you know, the times in your life, or the time or the greatest time in your life when you went hard body, when you said, ain't nobody gonna bother nobody that's a part of this, when you said, no, this thing is right, this thing is just, this thing is great, and I would give my life for it. Think about it. You may have been willing to give your life, but were you willing to take a bunch of other lives in order to have this thing stand? In your absence, were you willing to sacrifice the well-being of everybody else that was involved for this thing? Because what I'm thinking of is, okay, earlier in that day when we start talking about Jonestown, and I'm sorry I'm spending too much time on this, but earlier in that day in Jonestown, Jim Jones's goons, his security team, had killed a senator. I'm sorry, a congressman. They killed a congressman earlier that day. So they knew once they got back to the United States that this congressman had gotten killed for investigating in improprieties in Jonestown. They knew that it wasn't going to go well for them. But they had already planned for this well in advance. They didn't go out into the jungle and find some cyanide. They had to have ordered it. There's a company somewhere responsible for providing Jim Jones with all of that cyanide. Do you understand what I'm saying? Stacey White, what's going on? How are you? Good to see me some you. But yeah. So when we start talking about being willing to bring the whole operation down because your feelings got hurt, or to protect you from humiliation or from condemnation,
or exposure for the inappropriate things that you had done previously. It's real stuff. This ain't nothing to play around with. It really ain't. This is nothing to play around with. Willing to bring the whole operation down. So at the times of your life when you have been the most loyal, the most dedicated, and the most ready to ride on or ride for something, were you that ready? Were you, I'll go pick up the cyanide for you, boss, and we will all perish if it all goes down in the name of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It was the people's temple. Would you do it? Could you even think about it? And don't get me wrong, all of those 900 people who were killed there, they didn't, not everybody did it voluntarily. Some people tried to run. They were threatened with getting shot over the loudspeaker. Jim Jones is talking about, all of our work is done here. There's nothing more that you can do for the Lord here. God wants you to do this. Drink up. Drink up or get shot. Can you imagine the terror that those people were hearing? I mean, were experiencing at that time. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the conflict that was going on with those people as they probably prayed that they were doing the right thing by God, or hoping and praying that God would deliver them from this terrifying situation? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Willing to bring the whole operation down. Okay. So whether we're talking about Donald Trump, whether we're talking about Jim Jones, whether we're talking about Adolf Hitler, very charismatic figures in history, willing to throw the whole baby out with the whole bathwater in order to foster their agenda, in order to look like they were over and above, high above everyone else, in order to appear special, like a man among men. Stacey White says, sorry, the boss know what he can do. Okay. But yeah, this is, when we start talking about willing to bring the whole operation down, it gets deep. It gets deep. And all of the numerous documentaries I've seen about Jim Jones and the People's Temple and how tragic that incident was, I never heard anybody talk about, well, where'd they get all that cyanide? Where was the liability in that? For people who have families who lost people there, nobody did anybody, were there civil lawsuits? Who was you going to sue? I'm sure he had an estate. You know, it was a religious organization. You know they was getting money. The families of the victims. You know, normally the state goes after whoever put the tools in your hand or whoever sold you the guns, whoever made it possible for you to weaponize yourself. Stacey White says, some of these people in the church building look weird to me. What church? What church building? But yeah, what they say, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Yeah. So, yeah. Willing to bring the whole operation down, whether it's by brick by brick or a wrecking ball. There are a few ways to bring down an organization. It can be for the right reason. It can be for the wrong reasons. You know, in politics, we can skew a whole lot of things and make them seem like everybody was right or a lot of people were right. Or nobody was right, or everybody was wrong. It depends. It's sort of checkered. Everybody's not going to agree on the same thing. So yeah, y'all. Willing to bring the whole operation down. What are we talking about? What have you seen? Where have you been? Oh, by the way, if you would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we are talking about willing to bring the whole operation down. Shoot, we may have had brothers and sisters who tried to do certain things, who tried to sabotage or take some of us down in certain situations growing up. Every family had a family snitch. Everybody had a tattletale in their family growing up. Was it you? Was it me? Was it we? It definitely wasn't me. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I should have told on people a lot more than I ever told on people. I have failed to tell on people way too much in my life. I have protected the bad guy way too many times in my life. I figured they were going to get theirs in the end, if it was meant for them to get theirs. Because sometimes the person who exposes the operation or who tells the truth or who brings out the facts, sometimes they're not treated well. And you got to make a decision. And often, you don't tell on a person or put it out there about what's going on with them because you want to be shown the same favor later on. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you eat. I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing. But when I get in trouble, you better not say nothing. And what happens? When you get in trouble, they tell on you. They tell on you. They let people know that it was you. Oh, I can't believe you told. I can't believe that you sold on out. What's that all about? I protected you. That's without a doubt. Well, I ain't you, and I didn't do the same thing that you did to me. See? And it's that way. See you later. Hey, you'll be all right, though. I know that you're built to win, and I'm going to begin my campaign starting all over. Got you out of the way, and I wanted it that way. Hey! Some people, a lot of people, want people out of their way who don't agree with their ideas. They want them out of the way. Move something. Stacey White says, nothing wrong when you got to protect yourself. Strange fire that I be looking at in the church building and it's not of God. Strange fire? Bishop. Bishop so-and-so grabbed that lady by the neck because he said that he felt threatened. I wish a pastor would. Well, I have to say I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. But
yeah, I don't. I don't know if you're talking about
like, you know, current events or something like that. But willing to bring the whole operation down. You know, in popular culture, when you look back at, remember early in the 2000s when you said look it up on YouTube? Okay, when I get a chance, I might take a look at that. But remember when 50 Cent and Ja Rule were going at it?
And it seemed like
50 Cent, like his whole MO, his whole goal was to bring down Murder, Inc. And it kind of looked like it worked. Which was weird because Murder, Inc. was doing very well financially and popularity. They had mad hits. They had Ja Rule. They had Ashanti. Shoot, they even had Lloyd. But they were doing well. Vita. I mean, we could talk about Black Child and Cadillac Tide and, you know, all the mother cats.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they were making a lot of money, and they were making a lot of moves. But 50 Cent took Ja Rule's whole style, made it his own. First, he criticized it, dissed it, demonized it. He said, Ja Rule wasn't hip hop. He was singing. And then what did he do? He started singing. And everybody act like they didn't notice. How do you do that? Like, I wish I had the tools to fool the American public like what I've seen. Because I'll never understand how he got away with that. He stole somebody's whole style that he criticized and dissed, and he did the same thing. I mean, the exact same identical thing. Where they do that unnoticed? I have never read an article that said 50 Cent stole Ja Rule's style and beat him with it. I've never read an article that said that. Maybe you have. I haven't. There has to be a reason that I haven't. There has to be a reason that you have, if you have. I'd be interested in checking that out. I've never seen in an interview where anybody ever asked 50 Cent, like, yo, you weren't singing before. You criticized Ja Rule for singing, and then you started singing. What's up with that? I've never seen an interview. I've seen countless interviews with 50 Cent, and I've never heard that question asked. Is it because they don't see it that way? Is it because they don't see it that way? Or is it because 50 Cent was supposed to win? What it look like when we're on the mic? Well, we're going to talk about it, see about it, be about it. Yes, we are.
As a way to break down.
All right. Willing to bring down the whole organization. Remember in New Jack City? Nino Brown pretty much said, if I go down, everybody's going down. Oh, this is bigger than Nino Brown. This is bigger than Nino Brown. Brown, inside, outside, call me Charlie. Okay, shout out to leaders of the old school. I mean, leaders of the new school, right? Where Busta Rhymes got his start. Leaders of the new school. People act like they don't remember that. I remember. I do. I remember well. Willing to bring down the whole operation. You get hurt, you want to make sure everybody else is taken down. Now, there have been some examples where people have tried to take down an evil organization, tried to get them on up out of there. But it almost seems like, wait, before I go into that, let me see if I can think of any. Let me see if I can think of any situations where good tried to triumph over evil and bring them all down, and it was successful. I don't know. Who would y'all say was responsible for ending slavery? Please don't say Abraham Lincoln. Please don't say Abraham Lincoln. Don't disrespect us like that. Or is it the case where slavery had never been brought down? It was only our perception that made us believe that. Is it? Well, we're going to take a look at it. What other organizations do we know of that have been brought down because of their evil ways? So evil. I can't think of too many. Like, the most evil institution that I can think of is slavery, and I can't pinpoint a particular organization or person that was responsible for effectively ending it. Because even though the practice of chattel slavery had ended, the institution of slavery, I believe, still exists. The institution of slavery. But if you want to say the United States and Russia brought down Nazism, World War II, I'll go for that. But as we know, there are some Nazis that still exist. And now we have the neo-Nazi movement, just like we still have the slave mentality. So who's to say? Not sure. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious September 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Tisha Baines, turning 47 years old today, and Sarah Sharifi Rippart. Happy birthday to you. And also Heidi Bebesita Bruno, turning 30 years old today, and Sherelle Anderson, turning 45 years old today, and Monian Lindana Brewster, turning 26 years old today, and Antoinette V. Smith Creer, turning 52 years old today, and Rashina Patrice, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Carla Wise, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl, Kay Houston, going all the way back to the 1986. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, and check it out. Willing to bring down the whole operation. A lot of times people do it in their own interest, for their own reasons, for their own satisfaction. There have been times when people have wanted to end an organization or bring down an operation because the operation was detrimental to the health and well-being of a lot of people. However, in situations like this, it almost seems like evil kind of triumphs over good. But not all the time. We have to jog our memory. And no matter how we look at this thing, we can't always look at the results of the situation. Sometimes we have to look at the process that led up to it. What's good, baby? What's good? Find out what happened. Check that money trail, that timeline. I wish y'all all to have a great day today. And I mean great on some Tony the Tiger type shit. Weather's starting to break. It's starting to get a little chilly out there. I'm not sure where y'all are, but wherever you are, please remain safe. Please look after yourself. Please look after your people and try to do the right thing, even in times when the wrong thing seems like the right thing to do. Please pray and hope for proper guidance and judgment. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Make sure that you share the show. And please hit that like button. On Your Way is out. All right. So, you got me so. All right. So, Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. We will be back tomorrow. Not at 1 o'clock. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to just keep it a buck with y'all. The Eagles play at 1 o'clock. We ain't going to be here tomorrow. Yeah, I don't think. Oh, hold on. Let me look at the schedule and see what time is going to start. Oh, no. We start at 1 o'clock tomorrow. I see y'all Monday at 7 o'clock. Love y'all, though.